to you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I encourage you, you know, to take notes. Praise God, because we're going to be covering a lot this morning. We're not going to finish. It's going to be a series, I believe. The title of the message this morning is The Importance of the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. What are the gifts? The importance of the gifts, the S, of the Holy Spirit. What are the gifts? Amen. The scripture that was read this morning from Mark 16:20, it said, they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. And that is what God does. He confirms his word with signs following. And it's not just for the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist. It's for all the body of Christ. It's for every single person to flow in these gifts. This is God's desire. And we're going to be looking at the gifts this morning. We're going to get into at least one of the revelational gifts and just touch on another because of time. Praise God. But we will be going through all of them because God wants his people to know what's available to us. And then those that have already begun flowing in the gifts to continue to flow and to let it increase. But you know, you've got to expect it. You've got to want the supernatural. You have to realize you are supernatural people. You are. Who's your father? Who's your daddy? Father God is your daddy. Amen. Hallelujah. So if Father God is your daddy, he's supernatural, then we are too. Amen. Well, I'm not going to teach on that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God wants us to be just like him in every single area and do the greater works that he said we would do. Just for a quick review, the last message that I brought forth was dealing with the importance of prayer. Why tongues? The importance of prayer. Why tongues? And we looked a little bit at, you know, why it's necessary, you know, to pray in tongues, a supernatural gift of praying in tongues. Praise God. We saw in God's word that it's available for all believers or all Christians. But the most important thing that God has for every person that is unsaved is to accept Jesus as their Savior. And then when you accept the Lord as your Savior, he comes and he indwells that person and they become a Christian or a believer. That's called and they are instantaneously baptized into the body of Christ. Amen. Many Christians don't go any further than that in their walk. God has made so much available to us and it's referred to as total salvation. Amen. And the most important part is being born again. He also has made available to the body of Christ to receive water baptism. And every person should be water baptized. If you haven't been, you need to see Pastor Lewis or I. Amen. Water baptism does not save us, but it is an identification with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's a command from God. It's an ordinance that God says believers should have. And if God says, you know, he wants it for me, I want all he has. What about you? Amen. He doesn't say sprinkling or christening. He says to be, that word baptized or baptizo means to be fully covered, immersed. Amen. That's another lesson. He's also made available the baptism with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And the devil fights against that so hard because he knows that that's a door to the supernatural. And he does not want believers to have this power. Jesus was baptized with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we looked at that in that teaching. So I'm not going to teach on that, but I encourage you to get a copy of it. Because you don't just get it one time. You need to hear it over and over and over. And I gave you many, many scriptures and we saw that it was not done away with. That it was still being carried out long after Jesus ascended to heaven. Amen. And so when, you know, somebody says, well, that was done away with, that's of the devil, or that's not for today. It's just not true. That's a lie of the devil that tries to cause confusion in the body of Christ. But we don't argue about it. We just believe God's word and receive what he has for us. Amen. So if anybody comes with a, you know, religious spirit, it's time to let it go here. Amen. You know, whatever you've been taught before, if you see it in the word, then that's the final authority. And we show it to you in the word here. Amen. Praise God. Moving on. Praise God. So each one needs that dunamis, and that word dunamis means miracle working power, which comes when we are baptized with the Holy Ghost, praise God, and with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. The Word of God tells us why God desires for us to go forth as he did. He tells us what we are to do. We look in the Word and we see all the wonderful things that Jesus did, and, oh, God, Jesus did that. Yeah. But he said, the works that I do shall ye do also, and greater works than these shall ye do. And he's equipped us to do it. Amen. That should be an amen from everybody. That's why we receive the dunamis miracle working power at the time of the baptism of the Holy Ghost upon us, not in us, but upon us. He comes on us. Praise God. Turn to John 14, and this is a very familiar scripture. Praise God, but I'd like us to see as well as hear. Praise God. John 14, and let's look at verse 12, and let's read it together. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, this is Jesus speaking. Whenever you see red, you know it's Jesus. So he's telling us here, he's saying, you know, we that believe on him. You know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I've accepted Jesus, but they don't believe the whole word. We teach and preach the whole word here. Now, if Jesus said the works that he would do, we would do also, then that's just what he means. Amen? Amen. Praise God. And then he goes on. He doesn't stop there. He says, even greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. Now, he goes on and he continues after that, and he talks about how he's going to send another comforter. When Jesus was on the earth with his disciples, he was the comforter. He was the one that comforted them. He gave them the power to do the works. But he knew that once he left, that he wanted his people to know, I'm going to send you another comforter. And that was the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. And he came and he gave us the power to do what he said we would do when he comes upon us in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Now, after we receive that gift, God tells us what we're going to do in Mark. Turn to Mark 16. Very another familiar scripture. Mark, and I want us to read it together. Mark 16. Because it's time to do these things, not to just read about them or just a few, but the body. And I'm expecting everybody here to flow in it. And I know God is too. Amen. Praise God. And this is Jesus speaking. Amen. And he says, let's look at Mark 16 and let's read it together. Starting at verse 16. We're going to read 16 through 18. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. And if you look at verse 15, Jesus said, and this is just not for, you know, a few, it's for the body. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. And he tells, you know, those that believe will be saved, those that won't will be damned. But he said, the signs are going to follow. As you preach the gospel, you don't need a pulpit to preach the gospel. The gospel means good news. The world is a pulpit. Your job is a pulpit. Your school, Aaliyah, Yasmin, Sierra, Justice, you know, all the children, is a pulpit. The grocery store, the marketplace is a pulpit. Christmas is coming up. You're going to be seeing friends and family. That's a pulpit. Now, I'm not talking about being obnoxious and, you know, and boisterous and all those things. But God will, you know, let you know, say this, say that. But the greatest way we can be a pulpit or preach the word is by the life that we live. The godly life that we live is a sermon in itself. And if we're walking the way God would have us to, then we can, you know, say, yeah, that, you know, whatever. Amen. If you're not, then let's repent and get it right. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God wants us to realize that he has called us to do certain things. These are what he did. Amen. He said these signs will follow in not our name, but his name. Cast out devils. That's nothing to be afraid of. You know, people need to be set free. Who's going to do it? Except you and me and the body of Christ. That's why he, you know, said he'd send the comforter. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's not just for the ministers. This is for the body. Church, we're at the end of the age, and it's the body's time to come forth. Amen. Praise God. In his name. He said, we'll speak in new tongues. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can speak in new tongues. I told them that. Get the tapes. I'm not going to take time now. But you need that heavenly prayer language to pray the perfect will of the Father. And that's not talking about, well, you're not going to curse anymore. You're going to speak. No, that comes as you yield to God. Amen. Praise God. Verse 18, they shall take up serpents, and they drink any deadly thing, and shall not hurt them. Now, we do not practice picking up, see a serpent somewhere across the street, going, well, God said I can pick up this snake. No. It just simply means, you know, something, you know, if you accidentally pick up a serpent or something, you know, that's harmful, that you have the power to get the victory over that thing. And it could be a snake. Amen. But you don't go out there, you know, tempting God, doing stuff like that. No. If you drink any deadly thing, doesn't mean you're going to go out here and drink some strychnine and poison it. Right? No, but if you should, you know, if somebody gives it to you, you're not unknowingly, and nobody's going to give it to you unknowingly in Jesus' name, because we got the mind of Christ Jesus. You know, then you've got the power, the anointing of God in you to get the victory over it. Amen. Praise God. So nothing, absolutely nothing is too hard for the Lord. Absolutely nothing. But we must believe his word. Amen. Praise God. We're going to be looking at, as I said, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask Pastor Lewis to hold this for me so I can see it right here in the front, please. And get it on the... please. Praise God. Can everybody see that? The gifts are to the body of Christ. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are for the body of Christ. And they're given to us, you know, to help us to be, you know, on one accord in love. You see the difference. God is, well, jealousy is not of God, number one. You see, that side says, jealousy is what? Evil. Of who? The devil. But the body of Christ, we need to what? Be on one accord. Through how? Through love. God is love. And you see on the other side, you know, what is love? Love is what? It's good. Who's good? God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you see, praise the Lord. You put, you take this O out or put an O up here. It spells God. Take that out. Spells God. Right. You take the D and put it up here on evil. It spells what? Devil. Amen. So the gifts are from God. They're holy. They're good. They're for the body of Christ. So God does not want us to be jealous of one another. You know, about, you know, what somebody has, their gift or how they're flowing. No. Amen. Because they're for everybody in the body. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Lewis. Can I get you to hold up the other? Praise God. These are spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts. To us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah to body. Spiritual gifts. And these are the gifts. And they're listed in the word of God. The word of wisdom. The word of knowledge. Amen. Faith. Healing. The word, the working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues or different kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Amen. Now, this morning, we're going to be looking at the revelational gifts. the revelational gifts. There are three categories. They're the power gifts, the revelational gifts, and the inspirational gifts. But we're not going to have time to cover them all today. So we're going to be looking at the revelational gifts this morning. And we're going to be, first of all, looking at the word of wisdom. Amen. So that you will come to understand what the word of wisdom is and what it is not. Different ways that it can flow. Amen. And we're going to look just a little bit at the word of knowledge because they're not the same. We're not going to have time to go into it this morning. Amen? Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Lewis. You all know I like visuals. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Say thank you, Apostle, for visuals. Amen. Praise God. And I may make you some handouts, too. Praise the Lord. When I do it, you know, it takes time to do that. So put, you know, keep it. Keep it. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you get them, to God be the glory. All right. So there are three categories. The three categories are the power gifts, the revelational gifts, and the inspirational gifts. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. Praise the Lord. Chapter 12. And I'm just going to read verses 4 through 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to start it. You can read it all later, but and we'll be talking about it all, but not today. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Why is it given? To profit, to help all. Praise God. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith. And this faith is not the faith that we receive. This is a supernatural level of faith. We'll talk about that later on. Amen. Praise God. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Praise God. So God has these gifts available to the body of Christ. And we're going to be looking at, you know, how you can receive them. And one thing is just to desire them. If you have, you know, been born again, all you got to do is have a desire, and you can ask for them. Amen. Sometimes God will just sovereignly do it by his Spirit because he knows, you know, that's a desire that you have. And it's certainly a desire that God has for all of us to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. Praise God. The revelational gifts, the word of wisdom, it's the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. Praise God. And all of these are to be used for God's glory. They're not just for us. And, you know, that's the mindset that some people have. Well, you know, this is for me. You know, if I flow in the gift of healing, I can just, you know, heal myself anytime I want. Well, let me tell you something. You know, God doesn't give us a gift just for us. It's for others, both saved and unsaved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's to accomplish God's will and purposes here in the earth. To accomplish his will and purposes here in the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation of divine purposes of God. The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation of the divine purposes of God. It is a very small portion of the wisdom of God. It's a very small portion of the wisdom of God. Amen. Praise God. And it has to do with the future. It has to do with the future. I want you to remember that. It has to do with the future because it's different from the word of knowledge. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Amen. When the word of wisdom is operation in a person, God is letting that person have a segment of his wisdom, letting him know something that is going to happen. It has not happened, but it will happen sometime in the future. And we're going to look at some examples of people that flowed in this gift. These gifts have been in operation throughout the centuries. We see it in the Word of God. We see it in Jesus's life. We see it after Jesus leaves the earth. Praise God. And throughout the ages, it's in operation today in the body of Christ. And God wants, you know, his body to grab a hold of this now. Say now. It's never before. Amen. So that we can come forth doing and being all Jesus said we would do and be. Amen. And you might say, well, it's not important. Yes, it is important. You know, for so long, you know, the world, you know, has looked at the body of Christ and said, well, you know, think they don't have any power. But it's just not true. Because supernatural things have been happening, but they don't get in the newspapers most of the time. But I'm going to tell you, when they come to the forefront, like God is getting ready to do, and all the things that are judgments that are taking place, they're going to be coming to the body of Christ, the ones who have the answers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's time to, you know, really hook into, you know, what God has called you to do and to be by his Spirit. It's never, ever before. When I was preparing this, what came to my mind, and some of you may have heard this before, in the Bible, we have read about Philip and how Philip was in one place and then he was translated to another. How many remember that? Amen. He didn't have a chariot. He didn't have a car. God supernaturally moved him from one place to the other. Well, most of you know Billy Brim, you know, in the ministry she, you know, connected with. But I think we heard it with another minister. We just went to the conference in Virginia a couple of weeks ago, said it as well. This pastor, they had gone to Russia, and this pastor for many, many years did not have a car. And so God would just supernaturally transport him from one place to the other, you know, to preach and whatever. I mean, God wants us to realize he's God. Nothing's too hard for him. And she was sharing how, you know, they eventually were able to get money for him, this pastor, to get a car. And once he got the car, then God no longer, you know, used him in that way because he had the car. Then the pastor was upset, too. We have it on tape. You know, another anointed minister, and this was just, you know, not too long ago. He, real funny guy, y'all know who I'm talking about, shared how he was supernaturally transported, he and his car. And he had to be somewhere at a certain particular time. You know, but if you don't expect God to do those things or don't, you know, ever hear about it, then, you know, you can't receive it. And he doesn't want you to have a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And he's showing us these things in his word, you know, so that we can realize, you know, yeah, Jesus said I would do that and even greater. Well, it's not just to read, it's to do. And be excited about church. You know, don't say, well, you know, Pastor Crystal or, you know, Pastor Laura, whoever, they can. No, it's for you. It's for the body. Should be amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, I mean, this is, some of you should be getting excited about this word. Amen. I know I am. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Amen. So the word of wisdom is what? Always talking about the future. Amen. Future. Word of wisdom is always a portion of God's knowledge about a future event or something that is going to take place. For so long, the enemy has used counterfeit. You know, even some Christians have gone to it, you know, to Ouija boards and palm readers and fortune tellers and, you know, and all these type of paraphernalia and different things. But we've got the real thing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so God wants us to come forth flowing in his gifts. Amen. Praise God. And knowing who we are in him. Praise the Lord. Amen. turn, if you will, to 1 Corinthians 12 quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Because God tells us we are to desire gifts. We're to want these spiritual gifts. 31. But covet earnestly the best gift. So God wants us to want the gifts, right? Amen. And yet show I you a more excellent way. He wants us to want the gifts of the Spirit. But there's always a more excellent way. And the more excellent way, of course, is love. And really for them to function the way God wants, we need to walk in love. Amen. Faith worketh by love. Talking about God kind of love. Amen. Praise God. He said these three, all these other things one day will be done away with. Even tongues. If you read, don't do it now, 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about, you know, tongues. One day is going to be done away with because we won't need it. But God says that faith, hope, and love, these three are going to remain. Amen. Praise God. So it is important to walk in love. Amen. Praise God. When the gift of the word of wisdom function in a person, that person, you know, is not to worry about, well, when is it going to come to pass or, you know, because if God said it, it will surely come to pass in his time. And many times when he says, you know, it's because it is future, it doesn't happen right in the here and now. Many times it's years and years before the manifestation comes to play. Sometimes it's, you know, right away, practically. Praise God. So we're going to look at some people in the Word of God that function in this gift. Prophets, all prophets flow in this gift, and as well as other gifts. But you can flow in it. And because you have a word of wisdom does not mean that you're a prophet. Amen. Praise the Lord. One of the person that we're going to look at quickly, because we're going to look at several, is Noah. Noah had this gift operating in him. And how he had it was because God spoke to him like 100 years ahead and told him that he was going to destroy the world and everything in it with a flood. Is that future? Amen. Well, that was the word of wisdom talking about a future event, a judgment that was going to come on the world. And Pastor Lewis, would you go upstairs? I've got a paper. That's all right. I'll do it next week. I have something I wanted to share with you. It's a word of wisdom, too, about what's happened in our country. But I won't do that now because I didn't bring it down. So he prophesied that. But in the same time, he was still preaching and, you know, warning the people. But they didn't want to hear. They had a chance to repent. Now, God always gives warning and opportunity for people to repent. They didn't want to repent. And then he gave him another word of wisdom. He told him the exact day of the flood. Isn't God awesome? Amen. The exact day. Praise God. And he only had, you know, a few that were saved. Noah and some of his family. 8 souls. So we're going to look at the words. You know, I like to show you the word as well as tell you. Amen. Turn to Genesis quickly, Genesis chapter 5. And what is this we're looking at? Which gift of the Spirit? Word of wisdom. Amen. Genesis chapter 5. You say, thank God for the word? Amen. And everybody can prophesy, but it's a difference between office of a prophet and prophesy. We're going to get into teaching all of that. All right. 5. Let's look at 32, Genesis chapter 5, verse 32. And it says, and Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Those were his sons. So he was 500 years old. Amen. And verse 2, let's look at Genesis 6, verse 2. No, I'm not going to teach on that. That's too much to go into. Okay. So he was 500 years old. Now, if you look at verse 11 in chapter 7, Look at verse 11 in chapter 7. Everybody there? And the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, for the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Verse 12, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. So it was 100 years, right? 500 to 600 is 100 years. Amen? Praise God. They had never seen rain. It never rained on the earth. So it took faith for Noah to say this. Now, he is a prophet, and he's, you know, God's telling him, you know, it's going to rain, a flood, you know, but he believed God. And he spoke just what God said to say. Can you imagine how he must have caught flack from the people then? They probably called him crazy man and, you know, crazy Noah and every other name that we can't even think of because of what he was saying. But he had heard from God. He was obedient to give the word of wisdom. It actually was a warning to the people. And in Jude, well, it talks about, you know, in New Testament, how they wouldn't repent. He was a preacher of righteousness. Amen. Praise God. But they refused to believe him. They refused to make the change that was needed. And it was very wicked, just like the day Jesus prophesied before his return. It was going to be like the day of Noah. And we're there, church. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want you to see that God gave him the word of wisdom that he knew the exact day that the rains were going to come. The exact day. Amen. Praise God. Everybody in chapter 7, let's look at verse, let me see. Verse 4. Genesis 7, verse 4. For yet 7 days, how many days? This is the Lord speaking. And I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. So God lets them know. We all can count from, you know, one day to the next day to know when 7 days is, right? So he let him know in verse 10. And it came to pass after how many days? 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. Amen. Now you can read all of that later on, you know, but God caused all of the animals to come and, you know, and everything so that there would be, you know, life after the flood because everything that wasn't in the ark was destroyed. Amen. Praise God. So that's an example of the word of wisdom. Praise God. We're not going to turn to these, but I'm going to give you the scripture so you can look at them. David, King David, you know, he wrote so many psalms. He loved God, and he just wrote love songs to God. Praise God. And in Psalms 22, you know, he gave words of wisdom concerning the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. That has not taken place yet, but it will. Amen. So that's hundreds of years ago, hundreds and hundreds. Isaiah 53, read that chapter. Isaiah, prophet, mighty prophet of God, he prophesied of Jesus, what it was going to be like for him, how he was going to, you know, be taken to the cross and all the things that would happen. But this was hundreds of years before Jesus was born. But we know that it took place now. Amen. But because it was future when he said it, it was the gift of the word of wisdom in operation. Amen? Hallelujah. Another example, Deborah. And here we're going to see both gifts operating. She's flowing in the gifts of the word of wisdom and the gift of the word of knowledge. And I want you to turn to it so you can see this one. Amen. Turn to Judges chapter 4 quickly. Judges chapter 4. And all of you know this, but now when you look at it, you can look at, oh yeah, that's the word of wisdom in operation, or that's the word of knowledge, or, you know, or whatever it is. Amen. Praise God. Let me see. Let's look at verse 6. I'm in Judges chapter 4, and she was a prophetess. And starting at verse 6. And she, talking about Deborah, sent and called Barak, the son of Abinon, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Have not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, go and draw towards Mount Tabor and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun. Okay, that's the word of knowledge in operation. That's the word of knowledge. She's telling him what God has already said. Word of knowledge has to do with the present, what's going on in the present or the past. That's the word of knowledge. Now we're going to see her operating in the word of wisdom. Verse 7, this is what's it. And I will draw unto thee. Hadn't happened yet, but she's telling him what's going to happen. So that's the word of wisdom. And I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon, Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, and with the chariots and his multitude. And I will, what's that future? Word of wisdom. I will deliver him into thine hand. And she's going to give some more word of wisdom. Barak said unto her, if thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not. And so she's going to give him some more word of wisdom. Verse 9. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey. This is the word of wisdom. The journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went. So that's the word of wisdom in operation. Because God has let her know that because Barak would not do what he was called to do, that he's going to use another woman to actually be the one to actually destroy this man, wicked man. Amen. And she nailed him in the temple of his head in her tent. And so that was the word of what in operation? Wisdom, right, because it's future. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Joel, another prophet of God, revealed what was going to happen. And we're not going to turn there. I'm going to give you the scripture, Joel 2, verse 28 and 38. Praise God. And Joel is believed that he, you know, was around the time of 835 to 796 B.C. And that's several hundred years before Jesus' birth, right? And he gives the word of wisdom. When Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost, he said, you know, in the last days that God was going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, upon your sons and your daughters. Old men would have dreams, young men would have visions, upon your maidens and your handmaidens. Well, Joel prophesied that. That was the word of wisdom. Amen? And then Peter stood up on Pentecost and said, this is what Joel said. Now you see it coming to pass. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody get an understanding of word of wisdom? Amen. Jesus flowed, you know, in all the offices, and he flowed in all of the gifts. And if you and if you look, and you don't have to turn there, but in Matthew 20 and 40, and everybody pretty much is familiar with this. This is the word of wisdom in operation. And he said, for as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 nights and 3 days. Amen? Amen. In the heart of the earth. That's what? Word of wisdom. It hadn't taken place, but he's telling us what would take place. Amen. Word of wisdom. Word of wisdom is what? Future. Amen. If you look at Matthew 24, I encourage you to read that. It, you know, it lets us know where we are really on God's timetable. He prophesied of the things that are yet to come, the signs to look for his return. And we're seeing them, church. Amen. Praise God. In other places as well. These were words of wisdom. Some things he prophesied about the temple being destroyed. It was destroyed. That already was fulfilled. Praise God. You know, it's wonderful to flow in the gifts. It's nothing to be feared. Joseph, everybody knows that after Jesus, that's my favorite person in the Bible. Amen. You know, God, he was 17. He was a teenager, young people. You know, so God can use you too. Amen. This is the way God can and does flow or use these gifts. I'm going to give you a few examples. You know, we should never try to put God in a box and say, well, you know, he used this person that way or that. No. God is limitless in his resources and the ways that he does things. Amen. So when we look at Joseph, God spoke to him through dreams primarily. And he was an interpreter of dreams. And he was 17 years old. And I believe it was like 13 years before, you know, he even actually got to the better part. You know, he had to go through a whole lot of stuff before he was actually the ruler, second to the Pharaoh. But God had shown him how his brothers were going to come and bow down to him, you know, and much of his future life. That was the word of wisdom. Through, how did the word of wisdom flow? Dreams, right. Amen. So it could be through dreams. Praise God. There are different ways or manifestations, ways that these gifts can be manifested. Amen. Praise God. Daniel, we're not going to turn there. He had night visions. Dreams and visions are different. And showed so much of the future of what would take place. Much of it has taken place. And right now we're in the end where things are being revealed of what God showed him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Another example, John the Baptist, who was, John the Revelator, who was one of Jesus' disciples, called, you know, the beloved disciple. We know that he was exiled to the Isle of Patmos. And he was there, said, on the Lord's day. And the Lord took him in the spirit, allowed him to go in the spirit and to see into heaven all of, I mean, just so much. Read the book of Revelation. It's so exciting. Praise God. Hallelujah. And many of the things, you know, are happening now. Praise God. And that was the word of wisdom in operation. But yet he revealed it to him in a different way. So I'm sharing this with you so that, you know, as you begin to flow in the gifts, you'll realize, oh yeah, God used me in that way or that way. You can identify. Amen. And don't be fearful. Praise God. Hallelujah. For myself, you know, I'll give an example for myself. With the pictures of the coming of the Lord, rapturing his church. I wasn't asleep, but it was a vision. And I was at church both instances, in praise and worship. And I had my eyes closed in the morning, and I saw the first vision. And then in the evening, came back, praise and worship, same thing. Not sleep, eyes closed. I had a second vision. So you can have visions in that way. Amen. And then I say, no, God is so good. As it turned out, you know, because that I could, you know, I did it. God told me to do it and I did it. Well, as it turned out, when I was doing it, there was another minister in the church that God was speaking to that worked with the youth. And we didn't have contact with one another. And he and his wife had drawn a sketch that almost looked identical to mine. The only difference was he had teenagers that were on the earth that were going to be raptured. Almost identical, except teenagers. And as it turned out, he was going to do it. He wanted to do it for a bulletin for a service. As it turned out, God would have it, he went to the same woman that I was going to. We were talking, and she said, you know, she said, look what he, you know, brought. And we got together and talked, and he decided, well, no, I don't want to get in the way of what God wants to do through you. So he didn't do it. And not only that, the person who was going to draw it was moved out of town. Praise God. But I share that with you because, you know, had I just said, well, I had this vision, you understand what I'm saying? Even though I knew it myself to be true, God confirmed it through somebody else. Isn't he awesome? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nothing's too hard for God. Has it happened yet? No, but I know it will happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So I'm saying, you know, word of wisdom is future, and it can become in different ways. We can't put God in a box. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Word of knowledge. We're going to look at one example of word of knowledge just because of time. Word of knowledge is a part. Now, when we talk about this thing, these gifts, you know, they come from God. So these are just a tiny fraction. God is all knowing. He has all wisdom. So when we get a, you know, or you get a word of wisdom, that's just a small thing in comparison to the wisdom of God. Or the word of knowledge is just a very tiny, minute thing in comparison to God's knowledge. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Remember, word of wisdom is future. Now, word of knowledge has to do with something that has happened in the past or in the present that the person in the natural would not know. Just would not. There's no way you could know, even though it's happened in the past or the present, except supernaturally from God. Just like we gave the example with Deborah. She wouldn't have known that except God let her know. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. The person we're going to look at this morning quickly is Elijah. Elijah was a prophet, and he, you know, operated in this gift as well. And most of you know the story about Elijah and how he had a servant by the name of Gehazi. And Elijah was used mightily, this is the one with the S, mightily by God. And there was a man by the name of Naaman who was a Syrian captain or general that had come, and he had healed him. He didn't actually lay hands on him or anything. He just told him, go dip in this water certain amount of times, and he was healed because he was obedient to do what the prophet told him to do. Now, he was so happy that he wanted to reward the prophet, and the prophet told him, no, you know, I don't want anything. Well, his servant overheard all the different things that the man was going to give him. So what the servant did was he went and he followed captain of the army, this general, and took the things for himself. And he had no intention in telling Elijah. But Elijah knew. This was something that was happening in the here and now. It was not in the future. It was something that was going on. Elijah was not there physically, but God had allowed him to go in the spirit to see exactly what had taken place. This can happen. And it does happen. And it's happened with me. And these are things that, you know, that operate, gifts that operate. Amen. You say amen. I wasn't going to tell you this, but I will. I have a friend that flows in the gifts. And she and her husband were going past this motel. And she knew by the spirit that these two people were in there. And they were not married to each other. Both of them were married, but they weren't married to each other. And they were way on the end in the back. But God showed it to her. And she told her husband, she said, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da is there. And he said, oh, no, no. She said, yes. God showed me. And she called up the pastor. And see, with gifts like that, certain things are not just for you. You know, that's for you to let others know. And she was in line with the word of God in doing so. And they went there, and the pastor, and knocked on the door. And sure enough, what they were doing was exposed and dealt with. So you see why these gifts are needed in the body? Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. You know, so God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Praise God. Not to be feared, but to, you know, for us to flow in these gifts. Amen. But I'm not going to turn there. I'll just give you the scripture for Gehazi. You can read it as 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 20 to 27. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 20 to 27. Amen. And remember that the gift of the word of knowledge has to do with something in the past or the present that a person would not know through their natural mind that comes from God. Amen? God bless you. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, love us so much. so very, very much, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that these gifts are for the body. Oh, that your will and your purposes may be accomplished in this earth. Thank you, Lord God. Nothing to be feared, Lord, but for us to go forth doing the greater works that you said we would do. I thank you for your vessels that have been obedient to assemble themselves in the house of the Lord this day. Father, to not only be hearers, but doers of your word. In Jesus' name, can the church say amen? Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.